This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Legislators hostile to abortion-related infanticide are hoping to have enough support to use a special discharge petition and compel a vote on the U.S. House floor. The Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act could stop infanticide and provide prudent medical care and treatment for babies who survive abortion. The farther this bill gets, the more prominent the issue becomes. House members pushing the bill ask voters to contact their representatives. Judge Amy Coney Barrett could be President Trump's next Supreme Court pick. Concerns over the health of Justice Ginsburg is fueling those speculations. Ginsburg has said she will not retire until after next election. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. The current 40 Days for Life campaign is surging after the huge success of the first weekend of Unplanned, the story that is wrapped around the stories of both Abby Johnson and Sean Carney's stories of pro-life witness and conversion. Since its inception, nearly 750,000 volunteers have witnessed saving over 15,000 lives. Over 300 lives in this campaign have been documented as saved. New volunteers can get information at 40daysforlife.com. The number 40daysforlife.com. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.